Hi there. The word for today is on conviction and credibility. In Judges 7 verse 17, Gideon said to his followers, "Watch me, follow my lead, do exactly as I do." On the eve of his spectacular victory over the Midianites, Gideon told his army of 300 men, "Watch me, follow my lead, and do exactly as I do." Question. What would happen if you said that to the people who know you best, or who simply know you? Would you have to qualify that statement by saying, "Follow me in business, but not my family life," or "Follow my professional advice, but not my personal lifestyle"? To earn respect and be worthy of following, you need two qualities that really matter. Today, let's talk about the first. It's called conviction. And conviction is a set in concrete belief that you live by and refuse to compromise on. A pragmatist adjusts his or her beliefs and actions to things like the bottom line, or not making waves, or being liked and accepted, etc. A man or woman of conviction won't do that. Early one morning, Scottish philosopher and religious skeptic David Hume was observed hurrying to hear evangelist George Whitefield. When asked if he really believed what the great evangelist preached, Hume replied, "Certainly not, but he does, and I want to hear a man who truly believes what he says." Author Larry Phillips puts it this way: "There's a noticeable difference between steel and tin, especially when hit. Genuine heartfelt convictions come across as words of steel. There's a determined resolve in the tone. We need to be reminded that we can't fake convictions. People will always discern the difference between words of steel and the sound of tin, no matter how hard the tin is hit." Whoa. Listen, people know the difference between your core values and your intellectual concepts. And here's the point. If you don't have a deep conviction about what you're saying, why should they? Think about it. It's the word for you today.